Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with our Big Brother Canada exit interviews here with the Final Four. They've disembarked from the Odyssey. The Odyssey has parked, and now everybody has been able to return back to Earth, back to Canada, and we will talk to the winner of Big Brother Canada 5, Kevin Martin. We'll talk with the runner-up, Karen, and of course, we will talk with Demetrius and Ika, all here, as long as they didn't like go out partying too much last night and just sleep through their call time to call me. We will speak with all four of them here on this podcast. I hadn't had a chance to talk about the finale because I was busy doing the Survivor podcast last night. I was talking with Spencer Bledsoe, which that is up. Great job by Scott St. Pierre turning that show around so quickly. But last night, the LFC was all together talking about the win for Kevin and some praise for Kevin. Brent was not happy. A little unfair, I thought, for Kevin, who ended up doing a very good job along the way here. Was he the greatest player of all time, as Bruno said? That I'm not so sure about, but certainly he did everything he needed to do down the stretch to win the game. So good job by Kevin. Thought that the finale, while everything looked beautiful, the effects budget that they spent on this finale, just really just another area where they blow the U.S. version out of the water on this stuff. Such a amazing like effects shot and stuff like that. I mean, really, everything was so well done in terms of the look of the finale, even the way the setup for the final three HOH, thought all that was really stellar. Though, and I had been spoiled in the afternoon that I am friends with Kevin Martin on Facebook, and then his Facebook page had, I don't know why they needed to put, hey, great news, Kevin's in the final two, he evicted Demetrius. So it was sort of anticlimactic for me, but I suspect it might have been anticlimactic for everybody. You knew that the whole show was going to come down to Kevin versus Demetrius, and then, you know, it's a trivia contest. It was really sort of went as expected. You knew as soon as Demetrius was putting a different answer than Kevin, you figure Kevin's probably right, Demetrius is wrong. He goes out, and then I thought it was a really long slog to get from when everybody put their votes in, just for the drama of, did Karen get one vote or two votes? Ultimately, she got no votes. I was surprised that not even Dylan cast a vote for her. But it was, you know, not the most exciting of the Big Brother Canada finales. I mean, unless you were, you know, just waiting for this Kevin coronation to happen. So I felt like there was almost no drama from that point on. But still a great, great season and so many great characters, and looking forward to talking with everybody here on this podcast today. And if you didn't get a chance to watch the LFC last night, go ahead and check that out at robhasawebsite.com. And hopefully we'll have some interviews after the fact when we can sit down for a longer period of time with some of the people from this season as we head into the Big Brother Canada offseason, or as if you're an optimist like me, the Big Brother US preseason, which is right around the corner. All right, so it looks like we have the winner of Big Brother Canada, the captain of the Odyssey. Here he is, Kevin Martin. Kevin, are you there?
Is this Rob Cesternino?
Kevin, first off, congratulations. Job well done, sir. I'm very proud of what you were able to pull off this season.
Thank you, dude. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Thank you so much. It's so crazy today. I love it.
What a ride, Kevin. What a ride this was, because it wasn't always pretty. There was definitely a rough first half of this game, but somehow you pulled this out at the end.
Oh, God. I can't imagine the people supporting me this season. What is he doing? What is he doing? Stop doing it. Stop that. But dude, I don't know. It was very messy. In terms of wins, it was sloppy. It was hot. It was a hot mess. But I fought every step of the way, dude.
You did. You did. I love the scene with you and Bruno where you're talking about, oh, we are so bad. Our games are so bad. We're terrible.
We would have these blanks. We would laugh at each other at our inability to do anything correctly in this house. It was just hilarious.
But again, it should not be overlooked what you were able to accomplish. Once your back was against the wall, you went on this amazing, unprecedented run in the history of Big Brother. So again, congratulations on all of that. I think that a question that a lot of people want to know is, how were you able to keep your composure all season while Karen was coming at you every step of the way?
I just was aware that I was on a reality TV show and that whatever goes on in this house, you know, isn't quite 100% reality. And that's how I deal with confrontation in my everyday life. I usually don't fire back. I keep it to myself. So I just didn't want to give them more ammunition. So I just let them go off. And I don't know, I kind of got a laugh from it. It was funny.
Yeah. Great job on all of the preparation that you did. When you were going to come back, at what point did you decide that this was going to be sort of like the cornerstone of what you're going to do, to really just study the way that Big Brother is doing these competitions?
Oh, I knew it was going to be key. Even before the season started, I got one of my friends to put together a comprehensive just this list of every single challenge that has ever happened. I went through every single challenge and looked at it and said, what is the optimal way to do this? I started studying before the season started because I knew that if I got into the middle portion of this game, not many people would want to take me to the final two. I know I'm not a great social player. I wasn't in season three. My social game is sloppy. I knew I would have to comp out. So I'm mentally prepared. I studied 4 to 5 hours. I looked at that sprinkle graph so much. I'm so sick of it. But I know that it was the right thing to do because that's why we're here right now.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the way that you ended up being isolated from everybody else at the end of the game, was that actually something that was helpful, that you were able to just focus on the studying?
Yeah, absolutely. I said, oh my God, no one's talking game to me. And when they are lying. No one has my best interest in mind. Why don't I just use this entire free day to study? And I know they were talking about strategy, and I was just by myself studying, and it actually worked. It was actually an amazingly effective strategy. So being isolated actually really helped me win those competitions.
Did you think there was any chance that the vote wasn't going to go your way when it was you and Karen in the final two?
I thought maybe one or two votes would slip away, but I just couldn't really see myself losing in that situation. Karen did some awesome things, but from the perspective of the jury, I think my resume was just in a different league.
Were you surprised that she didn't really throw you under the bus in the final two? Because I was.
I was a little more surprised, yeah. I mean, she had some good speeches and some good points, but I feel like she did leave a little behind in terms of her speeches. She didn't go for it with the same enthusiasm that I felt I did with the questions. So yeah. I was a little surprised. As soon as I beat Dimitri in that final HOH, she kind of grabbed me and said, congratulations, you won the season. I said, Karen, we got to answer some jury questions. Like, this isn't done yet. So in her mind, there might have been a it's over already kind of deal.
And I think it probably will get overlooked, but I thought you also did a fantastic job in terms of answering the questions from the jury. I thought that you really brought the right tone and energy to that final two questioning.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I was worried about that all season, but I was really happy with my jury performance at the end. I felt like it was from the heart and I made some good points and I felt like they felt it.
Kevin, can you talk a little bit about the triple eviction and what that must have been? Oh. Because on the outside, we all knew the triple eviction was coming. We knew that you were not going to be able to play in the HOH competition. And there was a lot of talk of like, well, doesn't matter what Kevin is doing this week. He's going out in the triple again and he doesn't know it. And to see you ultimately then get put up on the block against your wishes, but then to win that veto, that was another really emotional moment in this season.
Oh, because it was just, you know how hard it is to lose. Like, your experience is, like, losing is brutal in these shows. In season three, when I lost due to the triple eviction, it was like, it just hurt so badly. So to be the outgoing HOH into a triple eviction, it was just, my nightmare was literally replaying in front of my eyes. I couldn't believe they were using this twist again. So to actually get those four blocks in place, hit the buzzer, win the power of veto, I felt like that moment I truly redefined my history. And my game from that moment on was fresh. And, oh, dude, I can't tell you how good that veto felt around my neck.
Yeah, it was an amazing moment. And you don't often see a person, a returning player on one of these reality shows, come back and are able to confront the exact scenario that did them in the first time and be able to beat it. So congratulations again with that. So in terms of the first half of the game, were you just throwing competition after competition?
Yes, the vast majority of them I tossed. I could go through them individually, but I felt very comfortable in my majority alliance. That was my strategy. I got in a big alliance right away with Ika, Dimitri, Cindy, Netta, and Bruno, that six alliance. And I knew that Netta was perceived as the leader. I had a meat shield in Netta. You'd think of usually a big, strong guy like Dylan as a meat shield. Netta was my meat shield for the first half of the game. I knew that if someone was going to strike at that group, that Netta would be the target. So I felt very comfortable. I threw a lot of HOHs. I would play HOHs until, like, my enemies dropped out, and then I would toss them. Like, I tossed one to Netta. I tossed a lot of stuff. I don't know if it came across in the show, but I didn't want to win anything until I had to, and then I won everything that I wanted to.
Yeah, I think we even talked about that in the preseason interview heading into the house, that was something that you were thinking about doing. So I think that definitely came across. I think that maybe we might have just been sleeping on how good you were going to be when you ultimately wanted to win these competitions.
Yeah, absolutely. I ended the season with 3 HOHs and 4 power vetoes. Like, that's quite a tally.
Yeah.
All in critical moments. So I was very proud of what I was able to accomplish in those competitions.
Right.
We Mike Holloway to the end.
Yeah, Mike Holloway to the end. That's what we've been saying.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of when Netta ultimately went out, I had thought at that point that you and Bruno were too passive in letting Netta go out of the game. I thought that that was going to ultimately be your undoing. It was for Bruno and for Cindy. Do you feel like that you guys were as strong as you needed to be in terms of getting Cindy to not put Netta up there?
Correct. We were way too passive. That was a huge detriment to mine and Bruno's game. We should have grabbed her, looked her in the eyes, and said, don't do it, and been stronger. We told her not to do it, but it was kind of in a passive, I don't know way. We let the situation get out of our control. If I could have gone back in time, I would have just grabbed her, looked in the eyes, and say, don't you dare put her up, because that was a devastating moment for Bruno and I's game. Obviously, in hindsight, I was lucky in winning, but that was a mistake. You can win the poker tournament and still misplay hands. I should have been more aggressive, and so should have Bruno.
So how would this season have played out then if Netta stayed in the house that week?
The season would have played out differently in that I really think Netta, Bruno, and I would have been in for a long time. If she didn't go out that week, then Cindy went. And then, like, our alliance crumbled without Netta. She was that figurehead. She was that leader. So I don't know. Maybe if she stayed, I wouldn't be the winner. But it would have been better for our games if she stayed. We should have been more aggressive with Cindy.
Okay, Kevin, I know you got to run. Very busy day. But best of luck with everything moving forward. Hope we get a chance to do a longer catch-up down the road, okay?
Dude, as soon as I get home, let's do a full thing. Let's recap it all. It was such a fun season.
Great.
I can't wait.
Great. Congratulations again, Kevin. All the best, all right?
Thank you so much, dude. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Kevin Martin, the winner of Big Brother Canada 5. And yeah, I know that not everybody loved Kevin this season. He certainly has his detractors, but just as a guy, super nice guy, been a good friend of the podcast for many years. I had the chance to meet him in person about a year ago when we were both in Reno at Jason Somerville's event. We had dinner. In hindsight, you know, if I knew he was going to go on to win a show, like he really should have paid. I think we did like a credit card roulette. I think it was me and Kevin and Boston Robin Tyson and I think Anna Kate also. I think he actually might have paid also, so that maybe that was karma in the works, even from way back when. But Kevin, I know that he had wanted this for so long to come back. I know he was very sad about how he went out in the triple eviction back in Big Brother Canada 3. He made a bunch of appearances on the podcast between then and now, and very nice to see him be so happy and the winner of Big Brother Canada. But we have much more to do here today, as we are about to talk to the person who I think was the star of Big Brother Canada 5. I'm very excited to talk to this person on the podcast. Ika Marie Wong is on the line. Ika, are you there?
Rob!
Queen Ika!
I was just telling them how much I love you. I'm like, oh my God, I actually love Rob.
Ika, this makes me very happy to hear this. Ika, you were fantastic this season. And when we talked back a couple of months ago, I said, are you going to change anything up from your last game? You're like, no, I'll probably just be crazy again. I was like, Ika, that doesn't sound like a good idea. You were amazing. You were amazing.
Thank you so much.
And I was so impressed with everything and the way that you were able to transform your game. You did such a fantastic job, Ika.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so, so much. I appreciate that very much.
And really, and the whole story of you and Dimitri, I thought that was so much fun as well. How disappointed, though, to have it where neither of you, after I feel like you guys completely dominated the season, don't end up in the final two?
Oh, it's devastating. You know, we've worked so hard this season and, you know, saw week to week to ensure that we were in a good spot for final two. And to have it not happen is devastating. I'm not going to lie. But I also look back and I feel like we did so well that I can't see what we could have done besides winning the comps that we didn't win to ensure that we got to final two. So it's not a game move. It's just that we just didn't win the comp. And I feel like that's easier to live with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there any thought about giving your vote to Karen, or was it Kevin all the way?
I knew that Karen wasn't going to win. And I thought, you know what? I should just give her a vote. But I didn't want people to think that I was bitter. So I'm like, I'm going to vote for the person who I thought, you know, of the two is the most deserving.
Mm-hmm. If you and Dimitri had gone to the final two and hypothetically, let's say you won that final three, would you have taken him 100% or would you have thought about taking Karen?
I would have taken him 100%. And I feel like people are like, oh, you could say that now. But I literally have DR footage of them asking me earlier. And I'm like, yes, I'm taking him. This will not be a John and Netta thing. I'm taking him 100%. And I'm sure they didn't air it. But, you know, I would have taken him because I do believe that we are the two most deserving people who should sit there. He worked really, really hard and would never take it away from him.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you because they looked like there were times when you were really upset about the situation that you put his game in danger. So I totally buy that you would have done that. Now, talk to me about this situation with Netta. I know you guys came into this season and you were friends and you guys had highs and lows, but is there any chance for a friendship after this season?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't see one happening, but and that's okay because not everyone is meant to get along, and that's fine. I feel like, you know, I have other great relationships, and I am okay focusing on those.
Okay. So was there more any drama last night after the taping was over, or just from what we saw on the show?
Oh, yeah. There's little things here and there, you know, but I feel like it's definitely my decision to not wanting to continue that friendship.
Okay. Have you thought at all about in that double eviction, could you potentially have gotten Kevin out at that spot? Because I was trying to think of the time when you guys could have taken a shot at Kevin. And I feel like that might have been the only chance that there was an opportunity to get him out of the house in the whole second half of the game.
I know. You know what? Cindy would never have done it. Bruno liked Kevin. Netta liked Kevin. Cindy also liked Kevin. If I'd suggested that, I would have been putting myself in danger. And at the time, Netta was worst for my game. So she had to be the one to leave.
No, probably wouldn't have worked either. So I guess it's easier to live with it. There's literally nothing that you could have done to get
there. Looking back, honestly, like there is nothing that Dimitri or I could have done besides winning the competitions that Kevin had won to keep him safe in this house. You know, and it's an easier pill to swallow when you know that it's not a game move. It's just a competition that, you know, kind of determined your fate in the house.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but have you given any thought to what's going to go on now with you and Dimitri?
Yeah, we've had a conversation. I'm joking. You know, we have talked and stuff, and I feel like, you know what, like, it's weird because I don't mind showing our relationship. It's just I'm also very, very private.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, people will see in the future what will happen.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I think that you guys seem very good for each other. That's all I'm going to say. You know, no pressure
for
me.
I know. Who would have expected that, though, Rob? Did you expect me to be?
I just think he's a calming influence on you. I like that. That's good. That's good.
He is such a great guy.
Yeah. could you talk about what was the most surprising thing for you in this season?
You know, I am the anti-showman's person. Mm-hmm. So finding myself, you know, liking someone in that way in the house was very surprising to me. I feel like season two, when I left, I knew I had so much more in me to give, and I knew I could have been just a better player. And this season, I am like, I'm going to come in and just do what I knew I should have done and follow my gut and leave with no regrets and hope that it transpires to the viewers at home and that you guys could see that I'm not just someone who's entertaining. I'm also, you know, a good player as well.
I just feel like that you have this gift where you were able to basically say whatever you wanted to people, but then you were also able to connect with people on an emotional level that the Kevins and Brunos and Nettas really were, that they didn't really have that ability, I felt like, to connect with other players and get them to, you know, they could do numbers, but not necessarily make that emotional connection. And I feel like that you have that gift. So it was very fun to watch you in action. Aika, would you ever play Big Brother again?
You know what? I feel so mentally drained right now that I honestly feel like I am like, absolutely not. Like, I am so tired. It is so draining. It is so much work. And you speak about those, you know, those connections. And it's true. I think it's because Kevin, Bruno, and Netta, they see Big Brother in a totally different way from the way I see it. You know, like when I walked in, I didn't want to have the whole, I want to throw out words like power, control, mastermind. I mean, because Big Brother isn't about that. It's about building relationships and using those relationships to keep you safe when you need to. You know, and I stripped it down to just that in my mind.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know you have to run. You have so much press that you're doing today. But again, thought you were so much fun to watch. I wish all the best for you. And I hope that we can catch up again down the road. OK.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to. I would love to.
All right, Aika. All the best. OK.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love that guy. He's such a great guy.
Scott, keep that part in. All right, everybody, there you have it. Aika, Queen Aika here on the podcast. Very, always a pleasure to talk to Aika. And she did such a great job. And I had said in my interview with Arissa Cox a couple of weeks ago and Aaron Brock that I really just felt like that Aika is if you could like Frankenstein a reality star to just sort of like, you know, the person that the best in the diary room, the you know, that's stunning, that, you know, big personality, funny, conflict, you just put it all together. And she is the dream casting person. And really, I heard from a lot of people that that was a good take on that. So and then a couple people said to me on Twitter, well, she's bully. She's does bullying. But it's all in the course of the game. So good job by Aika once again on this season. So what we're going to do here, going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to the other half of DeMaika. Dimitri is coming up here on our exit interview podcast with the Final Four.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Dimitris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yes, Dimitris, first off, great job. I don't think that any of us saw this coming, that you were going to be such a contender to come out there and win. When I talked to you a couple of months ago, you said you didn't have a plan. All you wanted to do was go into the house and meet a nice Greek girl. How'd that go?
I met an even better girl, Jamaican one.
Yes. Great job. I love the dynamic between you and Aika all season long. I thought you guys were so much fun. How frustrating is it to get that close to winning the game and then ultimately go out third?
It is unbelievably frustrating.
I hear you.
Yesterday was a lot to take in, and then to just go out to the crowd and then vote on the jury, it was a lot. It happened really fast.
Was there any temptation to give the vote to Karen, or that you knew it was going to be Kevin when you came out, if you came out?
I definitely thought about giving it to Karen. Just I had a good relationship with Karen, and she did save my butt in the game. But, I had to give it to the guy who beat me. He just... he just beat me. So I got to give credit where it's due, right?
Okay. Well, we'll get back to the game, but I think a lot of people want to know about you and Ika and where that's going. And I'm sure that there's probably some question marks for in terms of, okay, now it's real life. But do you have plans? Are you guys going to stay together after the show?
We never really made any plans. I mean, I like her, and we're just going to kind of wait till the dust settles from the show and see what happens.
Demetrius, do you like it? Then you better
put
a ring on it. Hurry. Oh. Demetrius.
No comment.
No comment. Look, he who hesitates is lost. Strike while the iron
is
hot.
Special. Someone will pick her up quick if I don't.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Demetrius. Could you talk about the partnership between you and Ika this season? That why were you guys so effective?
I think it was effective because we actually trusted each other, which in this house is really hard to find. We actually, like, I was more stressed out when she was on the block than when I was on the block. It was really weird, and she was the same way. When I was on the block, she was losing it. We really did care for each other in the game, and I think that's why it worked so well. We never second-guessed each other, where a lot of other people who even had final twos, they really didn't trust their final two at all. So.
Okay. Now, all right, let's get, we are going to have some real talk now, Demetrius, okay? Man to man, okay? Ike is not going to listen to this, okay?
Yeah.
So if Kevin went out at final four and you won the final three HOH, you're going to take Ika or you're going to take Karen?
I would have took Ika.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. She, you know, we worked together the whole game, and I wouldn't have got to the end if it wasn't for her, and she wouldn't have got there if it wasn't for me. So I have no problem sitting there with her, and if she would have won, great. If I would have won, great.
Now, would you have really made a case for people to vote for you, or would you have just said, like, let the jury do what they wanted to do?
I think we both would have pleaded our case and you know, pushed our points at that point. Once we were both sitting there, we both would have wanted it. But yeah, I definitely would have tried to make a case for myself.
Yeah. What was the thing that surprised you the most about this game?
You know, it actually, when I walked in, I figured it would be like, you know, backstabbing and all about the money. And when you get in here, it becomes your life, and it is more about the relationships. And I honestly forgot about the money. Even last night when I got kicked out, I wasn't even upset about, you know, not winning $100,000 or whatever. It was just the fact that I had put so much work. I could put so much work into getting us both this far, and it just kind of went down the toilet at the end there.
Demetrius, when you went out and went for the ride with Cindy, she told you that the jury looked at you as Ika's lapdog. Was there anything that you changed up in your game after hearing that from Cindy?
Not really, to be honest, because I know that that's how they saw it, but I know that's not how it was. They just kind of assumed that, I think, because of Ika's personality. She was very strong. So when they see us working together, I think they just assume that she was making all the decisions, when in reality we were making them both together, both for the benefit of both of us moving forward as a team. And they didn't trust anyone, so they couldn't wrap their minds around that.
I thought you and Ika did such a great job this season, but ultimately, you know, Kevin ends up getting to the end and winning. But is there anything that you feel like, other than winning a competition that you didn't win, is there anything that you look back and say, oh, I wish we would have done this then?
You know what? I can't look back at any of the moves and say I regret them, to be honest. Every move was the right move at the time, and you have to get lucky to win this game, and just ran out of luck right at the end.
Yeah. Do you feel like that there's any way, if with more studying, you could have beaten Kevin at one of these competitions down the stretch?
I studied a lot. He did study more, and those are just his comps. Like, you know, when me and him are standing at a physical comp, I know he's looking at me and he's like, this is his comp. And when I'm standing at one of those mental ones, I'm looking at him being like, this is more in his ballpark. So yeah. Just the way it is.
Well, I was actually very impressed that, you know, everybody knows that you were going to do well in the physical competitions, but I thought you did really well in the mental competitions. Insert name here, you still managed to win that one.
Oh, man, that was so embarrassing.
But you know, you did a great job. I thought you were very well-rounded in terms of the competitions.
Well, and I think a lot of the people in the house never seen that either, because they really just thought I was really not smart. So, I don't know. Fooled them, I guess.
Yeah, you got them. You played now in a season with returning players. Do you feel like that you would want to come back and play this game again?
If they asked me or invited me to come back, I would have a very, very hard time saying no. It's so much fun in here. Such a crazy experience. And even though we go through hell in here, it'd be so hard to turn down. So I would come back, I think.
Do you know that you broke the North American record for HOH wins?
Yeah, I've been told. Yeah, it's a cool little consolation.
Yeah, that if you were to play again without Ica, now, does that seem as appealing still?
Yeah, no, for sure. It'd be interesting to see what I could do on my own, especially after playing it once and having a better understanding of what goes on in here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if they brought her back, I would team up with her again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So what's next for you now that the season is over?
Oh, I'm going to get over that last HOH loss.
Yeah.
And probably slowly try to get back into my normal life. I don't have any big plans as of now.
Okay. One of the most amazing things from this season was how you and Ica managed to get off the block in those back-to-back weeks. How much should we give credit to you guys for ultimately surviving the block in Final Five, and how much should we give credit to Karen?
The second time around, I would give a lot of credit to Karen. And I mean, I could myself as well. As soon as Kevin had won that HOH, we made a conscious decision to not talk to Kevin, try to make deals, try not to bargain with him, because we knew he was putting us up anyways and we were only going to shoot ourselves in the foot. By not talking to him, he had a hard time connecting the dots as to who had closer relationships in the house. And then Karen kind of throws him for a little bit of a loop at the end, and he didn't know what to do, and he puts up Dylan, and we both got away. So it was kind of all three of us.
Okay. And then, Dimitris, could you just settle the debate? How do we pronounce your first name?
Dimitri.
Okay, Dimitri. So no S at the end. That's really threw people off this season.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I get both. So everybody at home calls me Greek. So I don't even hear my first name very, very often anyways. So.
Okay. Well, Dimitri, great job. You were really fun to watch this season. All the best to you and Ica moving forward. We're rooting for you guys. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. Have a great week.
All right.
All right, everybody, there you have it. There was the Greek, Dimitri, here coming off of a season where he got so close, but maybe he did win the ultimate prize. We'll have to see how this ultimately goes in the next couple of weeks with DeMica moving forward. All right, we got one more person to talk to on this show. We're going to talk to one of my favorites from this season, maybe one of my favorite Big Brother Canada castmates of all time. We're going to be speaking with Karen, who's on the line. Karen, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Karen, hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, Karen. First off, let me just say, great job to you. I really enjoyed watching you on this season.
Nice.
I thought you were such a fun character to have on the show, and I loved your attitude on everything this season. I want to ask you about going to this final two with Kevin.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
All season we heard about how
yes.
you, that Kevin Martin, that slithering snake.
I tried, Rob.
I know. I thought, here's what I thought, Karen. I thought that you had a shot. Because I thought if you got to the end and said yes. to everybody and made your case and said, he lied, I was a straight shooter, I never yeah. told you one thing that wasn't true, he's
That's
a slithering
right.
snake, and yep. I thought you would eviscerate him in the final two, but...
No, bitter jury.
You think it was a bitter jury?
Well, for the most part, like, Netta was there for 35 days or some shit. Come on.
But Karen,
no chance. And then Jackie showed up. I mean, Rob, come on. Did I have a shot? Never.
Well, I don't know if you did or not, but I felt like that you didn't. I felt like you didn't throw him under the bus. I was wondering, did that slithering snake win you over?
No, that's not me, though. That isn't me. Like, I only can talk about myself. I couldn't talk about him. Like, that's not who I am. It's like, I might call you out to your face, but no. No, you know, I knew that they were going to vote. I knew that he'd get every vote. I knew he would. I knew it. I know how this game goes. You know what a huge fan I am.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, they don't really play that much on social. They play it on who wins comps. You saw I sucked at comps. So mm-hmm. it's like, no. The social game and the strings I was pulling, the moves I was getting done, I tricked him. Did you know? He will not admit he got tricked. When Dylan got put on the block, that was a trick by me. You
yes,
know that.
Yes, yes, yes. He said
that's
that,
coming
he,
off like he planned that bullshit. We were sitting in the bathroom and I said to him, oh, you're going to leave it, the vote the same? Hmm. And that was enough to get that hamster wheel moving in his head. And it was like, why is she saying that? Because D'Amica hadn't talked to him, and he was second-guessing his own game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was perfect. I loved it. I hope that it's edited like it went down.
Yeah, I think that people understand. Yeah, Kevin did talk about that. That was his best move.
Yeah, please. He's trying to cover his ass, so you'd look like such a fool. Yeah. Yeah, but he's deserving. He's deserving. Like, he got all the jury votes, so he gets the money. That's mm-hmm. the way it goes. That's life. Life is that way. You know that.
Have you changed your attitude towards him at all?
Yeah. Do you remember the Monday meltdown on day 45 out of the hot tub?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. After that day, I came back, and the next day I got up and I thought, you know, I don't want to go home. I can't be being a bitch all day. So I went up to him and I said, I'm not apologizing to you. And he goes, I'm not apologizing to you. And I go, good, let's get the fuck over it. And from that time forward, it was like we just respected each other. I still was gunning the shit out of him and wanted him out the door. But it was like, it was fine. We just let it go. And then the rest of his crew wasn't here to get in his head because they were all in the bitter jury. And so after that, then me and him were fine. It was like, it was a game. We knew it was a game. We were here playing a game. And he appreciated that. Plus, he was busy studying 5 to 6 hours a day. He didn't have time for much more.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you surprised that you didn't get Dylan's vote last night? Because I think most of us figured that that was one vote that you had in the can.
Now, you know what? There are so much followers in this house. They're all going to go with what everybody else does. Nobody. I'm willing to lead the pack. There's certain people willing to lead. They were all just going to follow. Nobody ever wanted to be on the wrong side of the vote, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going to change in jury.
If Ika and Dimitris would have gotten to the final yes. two, who would you have voted for in that scenario?
God, you know what? They asked this morning on Global. I mean, honestly, I would have been so torn at that point. I don't know. I don't know. I love them both that much. I know they deserve to be there. Often as a fan, you know, the people that end up in third and fourth are the people that should have been first and second. They probably won't say any different about this season, but I damn tried to get the people there.
Yeah. Do you feel like that there was one thing that you could have done differently at some point to ultimately change the outcome?
No, I did everything I could to change the outcome, except, you know what? I should have found, okay, I don't know if you saw this, but when Will came out of the hatch with the secret power veto, I literally ran up to him and said, you have a secret power veto. I tried to go into that hatch and I got told stop
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, did you see that?
Yes.
So if I would have went and found that, Kevin would have had to go home. So because they were all saying I was so paranoia and I was so nuts by that point, like I had lost a lot of credibility with them. They didn't really know that I'm the witch that I am. If I would have found that damn thing, he would have gone out the door. He would have gone before Bruno for sure.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised you didn't put it together faster after you saw him come out of there. And then when...
Well, I did know he had it, but you know what? Like, honestly, when everybody is thinking you're totally wacko, mm-hmm. like, this house does something to you. But had I gone and rummaged through a shit, I could have found it. I wish I would have. That's the game move I wish, because I saw him coming out of the hatch. I knew he had a secret power veto. And yeah. you know that time you don't go completely overboard? That's the one time I didn't go completely overboard, and I should have.
That's the one time.
That is.
Karen, I fell in love with you in the first week when
nice.
You sat there with Gary and with Cass, and they were talking about all the, like, the vets were scrambling around, and you said to them, this is exactly why none of you have ever effing won. I love that so much, Karen.
Oh my God, I can't believe I said that.
Do you feel like
I said that to all of them? Do you know that? I didn't just say it to those two. That Kevin got really mad when I said it to him that week.
Yeah.
Like, they were not happy with me.
Well, do you feel like that you now know what it would take to win if you played again?
I don't think I mean, I know what it'll take, but you know what? Like, again, you got to be comp beast. can't be win this game. If I, you know, I don't know how the hell I'd pull that off.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to make him like age appropriate. I don't think so. Because you got to win comps.
Yeah. Karen, was your rivalry with Kevin, was any part of it strategic where you felt like that people would keep you around if you really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
You just talk me through. So what was your thinking on that?
Well, you know, it's like you always want to, you know, in backwards week when I put him and Jackie up, it's like you always need people in front of you. And like McDrama and McVictim were always giving me some shit to pull out of my hat and make it about them and instead of about me. And as long as that chaos is going on in the house, it's good. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Karen, what did you think about Bruno anointing Kevin as the best Big Brother Canada player of all time?
He loves him. I don't hold that against Brew Brew, but no.
Okay, what about Cindy, who when she voted for you or voted against you,
yeah,
said that it was your goodbye message that was the deciding factor?
I don't care. Don't care. It's the truth. I mean, pull your flipping eardrums out. Like, my God, if there was ever somebody that does not shut up about themselves, hello. Like to drive me absolutely wacko.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it was true.
Karen,
you got to call a spade, Rob.
Yeah. Did you consider walking out of the game at any point in the
yes.
final three? Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Not the final three. Oh, no.
You were too close then.
But, oh, God, never. Yeah, about day 18, I was packed up ready to go. I was like, okay, I'm fucking out of here.
Why?
This bullshit. You know what? Because you don't know what it's like. Well, you've only played Survivor.
Yes.
You are literally, they will not tell you what time it is. They make you stay awake all day. You can't nap. You don't get enough sleep at night. Like, you're restricted on your food. Like, it's just such, you can't go outside. Yeah, like, it's mentally, it's like a good prison. Like, it's mentally and physically torturing in here. And then you have all these squirrels, which are the paranoia. And, of course, I'm huge in that. So it was just, yeah, it was like, okay, I don't beg for food in real life. So, like, why am I doing this now? Like, excuse me. And it was like, no, that's not what you're getting here.
Yeah.
It's like, suck it up, buttercup. And so I was like, yeah, no, I was so over it.
All right. Well, Karen, I know you got to run, but thank you so much for coming on. I think you're hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah. Keep it up. And hope we get a chance to talk to you for a longer period of time down the road, too, Karen.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. All the best. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. There's Karen. Again, I know that some people get very upset with what she says. I don't know how literal we should take Karen. I think she's so funny. I mean, she'll say in one breath, F Kevin Martin. But then, you know, she says, well, he's not that bad a guy. It's just a game. So I think that she's really, really her archetype I love on these shows. She kills me. So great job by Karen, and all the best to her moving forward. All right. So that's going to do it for our Big Brother Canada exit interviews. Hope you guys enjoyed them as much as I did. And we are going to maybe we'll have some long form interviews again. And we don't know what everybody's schedule is going to be coming out of this. We do have some fun Big Brother stuff coming up here in the next couple of weeks. More on that soon. And then we're only about, what, 5-6 weeks away from the start of Big Brother 19. We'll get into the cast reveal probably about 1 month from now. So plenty of stuff to do. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.